going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Guru, why are we so negative as a society?
Because it's math. We're so divided. I love it. The negativity sales. Real quick.
You know what? I can tell what kind of person you are. If you describe last night's Pacers and Knicks game.
Look at Sam Lubman doing the Reggie Miller.
I'm the kind of guy, hey, Steiny, what a comeback. Unbelievable. How about Neesmith?
He was hot.
And then there's the other side. What a choke job. What a choke.
When you're up 9 and home with 54 seconds left, just own it and wear it. It's a choke job. But before we get to the nitty gritty, I got a bone to pick with you and Willard. Yeah. You change when Willard comes in the room. We already know this, right? A prominent Bay Area media member hit me up after the show yesterday.
You better be careful here.
And said what I had been saying, but you and Willard you did something to it and I didn't like it. So I just want to start here. Huh. I said the Jimmy Butler trade was phenomenal and it changed everything. And with that, hold on. I can be disappointed in game 4 and 5 with the shot production.
Sure.
You let Willard come in here and then mix it and make it sound like
I can't talk for him.
I got a bone to pick with you. But, dude, you can't do that. Quit being scared.
No, you can't have it both ways.
I can't.
You can't say it was a great trade, but he stinks. You can't do that.
I merely pointed out 20 field goal attempts in the last 2 games, and Dibs had my back. But it's good to see you. Hey, we're both in black.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a collapse. Just keep it real. Come on, man.
How about Neesmith?
Man.
Dude, he made 6 threes in the last 4 minutes.
He looked like Naismith. My gosh. How about you guard him? The Knicks were gassed. No excuses.
Oh, if they were gassed, then it's not a choke job. Indiana's they're just not in good
deep.
Shape.
They're 11 deep. They're young. But I'm not going to. Willard just texted me. Let me check.
What'd he say? He's a good man.
He is the man. One of the greatest teammates we got here. I'm getting old. It takes me a while to open it. Oh, he's just the ear.
Oh, okay.
He's listening. Will. No,
he's a good
that's
man.
That's my guy.
He's a good
but
man.
But yeah, Stoddy, that was a choke job. It's okay. Yeah.
No, it's all right.
You're up 9, 54 seconds at home.
Well, and welcome to the new NBA. I've been telling you all year.
I hate that
all
term.
Year long. Game's not over. Is it over? Kobe Bryant. So not over. It's not over.
14, up 14 with 2:54 left.
We should win that game, but boy, give the Pacers credit. And I'll tell you what, I don't do this a lot.
Compliment?
No. You know I don't pick on certain fan bases because I believe that essentially all fan bases are the same. They're all awful. However, it couldn't have happened to a worse new set of fans. And, you know, let me tell you why.
But you called him the greatest story in sports yesterday after I said about Brock Purdy. You go, no, the Knicks are the best story. How did that work out?
You know why this is, you know why this is okay by me? Did you see how the Knicks fans celebrated after they made the Eastern Conference Finals over a Boston Celtics team without their best player?
And
they're climbing light poles.
Yeah.
They're celebrating like they won a title. You don't get a parade for a conference final. And you know what? You got your comeuppance last night.
Nah, it's not. That's
absolutely
terrible.
Absolutely.
You enjoy the moment. Nobody cares or feels sorry for
so
you.
So now we're having parades for making the Eastern Conference Final.
Well, it was just
that's
an era of futility. And now when you see John Stark, Spree, Larry Johnson back in the house, all the stars,
yeah.
Tracy Morgan, I look nothing like him. Tracy Morgan, it's a party. So I had no problem with them finally saying, we're back. And now you come in and rip them a day after you said they were the best story.
They're the worst fans. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing?
Let them have fun. Well, they didn't have fun last night.
You won the Easter. You're in the worst conference in professional sports, and you get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Only you, man.
And you go out and celebrate like you've won something.
No, it just meant that they're closer to something.
Yeah.
I don't think they're dead. Reggie Miller did what he did in 94 in front of Spike Lee. Knicks won that series, Donnie. I'm telling you, if you want to make a bet, I think the Knicks still win this.
I'll bet you on that.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I'll bet you on that.
Put in the cap. Risotto is done. They were up. They did what they needed to do.
Who?
The Knicks, yeah, okay. Up until Neesmith went off. Like, come on. I don't like Tibbs playing 7 or 8, but I'm still betting on him.
So you haven't, liked Tibbs for 14 years.
Yeah, no, I don't think his players do, man.
I think his starters ran out of gas.
They ran out of gas.
Well, if you run out of gas, that's not choking. That means you're fatigued.
But it's coaching negligence. Mm-hmm. How about you trust some guys? Anyway, I can't wait for it. And the games are coming fast and furious. Shout out Tyrese. They're coming fast and furious, Donnie. Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, they were up 16 with 7:20 left.
Well, that, okay.
Up 17 with 6.5.
All right.
Up 14 with 2:50.
Now this is, we got a problem.
Boy, Neesmith.
How about you guard him? And how about.
He's unguardable when you
know
play
what?
Like that.
This is why I like basketball, Stani, on all levels. We never really truly just have a real conversation. We talk, like guys like you, we talk about the dunk. We talk about the analytics, the three ball. There's nothing more important than the free throws. And the Knicks miss some.
The three-point shooting's more important.
But you know, Tyler,
I know what you mean.
Free throw.
I know what you mean.
Why can't got pressure? They just went up there. And Anunoby. Oh, Anunoby. He was terrible last night.
Well, it can sometimes. Yeah, the reason the Knicks are in big trouble is because you can't blow a game like that. That means, you know what, essentially, you got to beat them 5 times.
I got to say
something.
You got
to beat them 5 times now.
I got a confession.
Go ahead.
I need you to judge me and tell me what the penalty is for what I'm about to say into this microphone.
All right.
So I know my birthday was Monday, but we still celebrated, and some friends took me to Napa Steakhouse.
This thing won't end.
Shout out Cole's Chop House. Steiny.
Yeah.
I thought Halliburton, the shot was the game winner.
Right.
So we left a room into the dinner room.
Oh.
And I fired off 6 tweets thinking the game ended there.
I kind of did.
Not even knowing there was overtime.
Yeah, it kind of ended there.
The place went crazy. I went into the dinner room thinking it was over and fired off 6 tweets and missed the whole 5 minutes of overtime. What type of fan am I? I missed the whole overtime, but Indiana still won. There has to be a penalty for that. You give it to me.
Can
Call
I give you credit?
Tell me.
Can I give you credit for something? No,
well,
I want to give
I
you.
I can't believe that happened in my life.
See, this is why I'm all about positivity. I'm not going to get on you for not watching the overtime. I'm going to say, Goo, I'm proud of you for not turning the game off when it was a 16-point lead with 3 minutes, because some of the things I've been saying have finally registered.
No!
The game's not over.
There's a penalty I deserve. I had to admit it. And I don't want it in overtime. Actually makes it worse for the Knicks. Wow. Again, Sonny, I'm being so transparent. I can't believe that happened to me. Like, I'm still dealing with it.
Yeah. Well,
and what about your boys tonight?
Who?
Minnesota.
I'm going to be like you guys are as fans. They stink. We don't have a chance.
Well, you better win tonight. Stink. You better win tonight.
How can we win? We're no good. We're playing a juggernaut. Sonny, OKC?
And the foul.
Got no shot.
Yeah. We'll see Shea get his MVP tonight.
We're just trying to win a game. Yeah. That's all we're trying to do.
You better win tonight.
Don't tell us what we got to do.
I'm telling you. Dude, Johnny, I didn't know there was overtime. I feel bad.
Yeah, when it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Just FYI, if a game ends and the score's tied in basketball, they play what they call overtime.
The place jumped up thinking that it was a game winner. So we left. Reservations at 7:45. Sonny, we left. Risotto. See, I can't get that moment back.
Veggie,
and I'm telling on myself.
Veggie Delight. T-Wolves are cooked, Steiny. Yeah, they're done. They're done. I've given up on them.
You wore that sweater too early and jinxed them.
Yeah.
Wow. If they lose tonight, the sweater jinx.
Like, now is when if you're a Warrior fan, you got to be fuming. How did you let that team beat you? The Timberwolves. Come on. They're about to get swept.
Ant-Man. Don't turn into Cant-Man.
All right. How do you describe that game last night? I call it an unbelievable comeback.
But you're trolling.
It was. They made every three-pointer.
But you're ignoring the failure. You're celebrating the success.
That's right.
But you're ignoring the failure.
Because I'm positive. I look at the bright side. Go ahead and focus on a choke. It happens all the time. I focus on the winners and what they did well.
Man.
How would you describe that game last night? We got a lot to get into today. We're going to have some fun. And no Evan today, but we got Risotto.
Yeah.
Of course,
last time I was out,
of course,
is
Carter's
it okay to call him Pasta? If we give a youngster a nickname, he's got to wear it. You don't ask a youngster or a newbie, hey, do you like your nickname? I heard you tell Evan that. I just broke out.
You know what?
That's his nickname, Pasta.
That is a bad one. It's not that clever. So somebody goes, oh, his last name's Risotto. Oh, I got an idea.
Well, it's not even pasta. It's a rice.
Thank you. Who gave you that? Evan?
That was Dan Devone.
Oh, Devone.
I don't know him well enough to rip him.
He used to hoop.
We're almost past our break.
That's
pretty good. That segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford Employee Pricing. It's back at Frontier Ford. They've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop frontierford.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's going to be tough to come back from.
Start writing the news.
Start what?
Spreading.
Hey, this from the 707, Goo Cole's Chop House. It's my wife and I's favorite place. The lame chops. Oh, the lamb chops.
Okay.
R-A-1.
I'm rubbing off on you.
I think he said lame chops.
Ooh, I had the Wagyu steak. The one Shasky makes the right way that you said him too much to a cold.
Let me tell you something. The next steak Shasky cooks well will be the first one. That's the way I look at it.
Anyway, it was great. And I missed overtime. I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I thought it was the biggest collapse in sports in the playoffs. But, Stani, let me take you to 1993. We had him on our show yesterday. The Grey Warren Moon was up on the Buffalo Bills without their starter, 35-3 in the third quarter, and they lost to the Buffalo Bills. To me, that's the ultimate
playoff game?
Yeah, so you're done. Knicks got action to come back three more games, and we got a bit.
Teams do not come back from that kind of loss. For the most part. Let me you know what? 888-957-9570. Anybody remember a collapse any worse? I'm sorry, comeback any better?
Well, 2016 NBA Finals.
Was that J.R. Smith?
No, that was the Cavs, Draymond getting suspended, who did a good job last night on TNT. I got to see him. Did you see him?
No.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
You get your Warrior fix.
I'd rather get it from the Steve Kerr, Tim Kawakami podcast.
There's some good stuff there. Shout out Jokic. There were some nuggets.
Jonathan, go bye-bye.
Well, not yet.
Kuminga, go bye-bye.
But your biggest sports collapse in the playoffs.
It was when Zaza Pachulia stepped under Kawhi Leonard in a 25-point game and changed everything. Spurs collapse. How about the Boston Red Sox?
I was just going there. That's
beating the Yankees after being down 3-0. How about the New York Yankees in 1977, I think it was?
Yeah, but all
14
those
and a half back in August.
That's big. Mm-hmm. I miss those days. But I'll say this, Donnie. Yeah. You're talking about episodes on episodes. This was a moment where you were up 9 with 54 seconds at home.
Mm-hmm.
You just... CYO, I don't think this St. Anne Warriors.
Well, they wouldn't have because
they don't blow that game.
That's right.
Nah,
that's because a CYO kid can't make 7 straight threes.
He got hot. Neesmith got hot. They got a bunch of youth, man. But they were down.
Oh, but let's get older if we're the Warriors. Yeah, no, let's watch these teams.
Why can't you just have a basketball conversation and leave them out of it? because you're doing what you and Willard did to me yesterday.
You're acknowledging that youth is served in the NBA.
Well,
yes. What's the story you have for me?
Oh, that was it.
No, you said you had a story for me. I'll save it for the air.
Yeah, the overtime, missing overtime, thinking the game was over at dinner.
Oh, that was it. I thought it was better than that.
Wow. Now we're grading stories. Dude, come on. I prop you up all the time when your stuff is under-delivered.
I got a Zucci Mane saying that was the biggest choke I've seen since Draymond on Rudy Gobert.
That's a five.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
That's not bad. 925. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I don't have the text line up. I can't get
in. Oh, well, I can read you to some. Another L for Guru on the show bets. Meaning
it's
you just made another bet.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't said the Timberwolves have been eliminated.
No, I don't believe so. Tonight's big, though.
How about, what about the Super Bowl? Patriots down 28-3.
No, that is, wow.
It's a good one, 7-6-5-4.
A lot of people still blame Kyle on that one. I don't. He was part of it.
Yeah, well. Should we get into this?
It's on you.
Kuminga
this
stuff.
This is what we do, Stoney, so let's do it.
So.
This is a great podcast. And he'll be joined. He'll be on with Willard
right.
today, along with the quarterback for the Niners.
I know.
Can I give you a quick nuggy nug? I know we're all over. I need to slow down. So we're talking about the Niners, and I don't know what to make of them, but I know they've had a hell of a run. And even though I think it's cloudy, I'm not saying they're done. What if I told you they got the third best odds to win the Super Bowl in the NFC, only behind the Super Bowl champs, Eagles, and Detroit?
Okay.
There's your Niners.
All right.
And then when you bring in the AFC, the Niners have the sixth best odds to win it all. So
what were they last year?
And that, you know, I don't get down like that. Normally I would have that, but I don't.
I think it was like three.
You got to imagine they were top three.
And they went 6-11.
But McCaffrey, extenuating circumstances, he was not available. But man, Stoney, third in the NFC and sixth overall.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you're into that, a person's most important asset is their chicken. I got to believe. A lot of people looking at this Niner team like they're not done. Yeah, we've had some departures, but we still got a season to go. Don't count us out.
That's just where the number is. Nobody believes that the Niners are better than last year.
Stoney, stop. If they're healthy, they will be.
I mean, 2 years ago, I should have said.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I guess we will. The
podcast.
Yeah. So, all right. Should I let people in on our little secret here at the in the studio?
If I don't know what it is, I'm nervous.
No, you know what it is. I just, it's just going to ring a bell.
You act mad at me during the show. That's the secret. But you're not really.
That's one secret. So during the regular season, the Warriors, that is, you know, we talked a lot about Jonathan Kuminga.
JK.
We talked about Jonathan Kuminga so much that, you know, there were some whispers in here. Hey, guys, you know. There's nothing really there. It's just,
overkill, you mean?
Some would suggest.
He was a lightning rod.
But every once in a while, there is news that comes out, and it involves players and coaches. And Steve Kerr did a podcast with Tim Kawakami, and he addressed it all.
Man. I love TK for asking.
And where do you want to start? Because you,
who do you mean by you? Y'all?
You specifically talked about Butler in 20 shots.
Yeah, the last two
and
games of the.
Steve Kerr took this opportunity to put fans like you in their place.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Seriously, we're going to play some of this podcast with Steve Kerr and Tim Kawakami, and it's chock full of interesting stuff. Here we go. Since we talked about it yesterday.
All right.
Why didn't Jimmy Butler shoot?
I just think he's a great player because he's unique to himself and the way he sees the game. And you know, this kind of reminds me, this this topic of, you know, did Jimmy shoot enough? It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, 10 years ago before LeBron won any championships and he was with Cleveland. I guess it would have been longer than that, 15 years ago, you know, and he's passing to open teammates for game winning shots and they miss. And then, you know, the next day it's like, why didn't LeBron take the game winning shot? You know, it's like, well, because that was the right play and his teammate got a wide open look. That's why. And every player is unique to himself. And I think Jimmy's an incredible player, but if you want him to score and there's no spacing around him, which was the case for the last four games of the series without Steph, it's going to be really hard to score, especially against you know, a guy like McDaniels with Gobert at the rim. Minnesota just stayed home, even with our guys who you know, aren't our typical spacers. You know, Draymond and you know, Gary Payton and others. I mean, they just stayed home because they just decided we're not going to get beat behind the three-point line. And Jimmy Butler's going to have to go one-on-one against McDaniels with Gobert sitting at the rim. I mean, it was a good strategy. And there, frankly, there wasn't much space for Jimmy to attack. And we didn't have enough spacing on the floor to give him the, you know, the room and the freedom and the flow to be at his best.
There we go. There we go. Well said, Steve, repeating many of the things that I've said.
No, you copped out. You
I said Gobert sitting in the lane.
Please, Gobert, when did he stop anybody?
Gobbling him up.
When did he ever stop anybody? Bottom line is I do
a
love
defensive player of the year?
Who came, I need to wrestle paper.
D-P-O-Y.
I love Steve Kerr's lexicon, and I know your two parents were teachers, so help me out. When one says, can you elaborate, one is unique to himself.
Yeah, it means he's a unique superstar.
No. That wasn't superstars get it done. I don't care who's guarding you. One. And two.
Well, that's.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Two, you know what I'm talking about. Why I appreciate what Coach said is he said it's a topic. So it's not just me, Willard, Steiny. It's others. And it's people, you know, basically processing what we all saw.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the coach saying what he saw and why it happened. But superstars don't get stopped by that.
Then say he's not a superstar. Say you misjudged him.
I don't know that yet.
Well, of course.
Nope.
Well,
we gotta. I don't know that yet. I just know.
Well, if he didn't in that play series like game, a superstar, yeah, then he's not a superstar. I don't know why.
But that is not good enough for me. And nobody cares. It's just I'm unique to myself. You know, but miss me. You know what people are talking about, but you're trying to be tricky and play with the words and make it seem like I'm saying something that you don't agree with.
Let me be clear. I am not a fan when you go, I'd rather him go 3-for-19. I disagree with you. I don't believe that.
Okay, what?
I think that's stupid.
Okay.
You got to try to get other guys involved.
That's stupid.
Okay.
That's stupid. Passing to Guy Santos.
He made
passing
it.
Passing to Pods. That's stupid. When you're getting 50 mil, miss me.
What's 50 mil means nothing.
You get superstar.
He's not. You just acknowledge that.
I'm passing out to dudes lesser than me. Miss me. Basketball is about the dudes. And when one of your dudes is down, it is not stupid to expect for your other star to step up and be more selfish. And Jimmy, for whatever reason, he walks on water in your eyes, but he doesn't. He doesn't.
Okay.
And I know what you're doing for the betterment of the show, but hey, I'm here for you. You know something was off and odd. And all I'm saying is
he changed
the season, but I can still be disappointed in games 4 and 5 from his activity level.
Sure you can.
Yeah. But you know what? That's Jimmy being Jimmy, and nobody's going to change him. D-Wade saw it. I saw it. Kerr saw it. That's why he said it reminded him of LeBron 15 years ago.
Right. But what he was saying was LeBron was always making the right play. He never got credit for it. That's all. So, you know, it's just the way that one went for you guys. Willard and I with a win.
It's not you and Willard.
Willard and I.
You're trying to trick Willard into making you think
man.
You agree with him.
He's a good man.
You know what you think about Jimmy. You were
put
the first one on
your glasses
there.
On.
You're the first one that said something might be off with Jimmy. Like he beats to his own drum. You were the first one there. And you don't want that. When have you ever not wanted a victory lap? A couple callers tried to give it to you.
Yeah, I don't.
But for now,
I mean, if I take a victory lap,
like, look, I make it sound like Jimmy said something about Jimmy that I don't agree with, but I was the first one there.
You are mastermind, dude.
I'm mad at you because once again, I had an accurate take at the start, and now 3 months later,
oh boy, Dibs,
you realized I'm right.
The Dibber agrees with me.
You realized
that's what
I'm
matters.
Right.
Guys that know ball,
thank
that
you.
Have been in the business 30 years.
That's right. Yep. Thank you very much. All right, here's the one that's could be a problem.
Okay, give it to me.
Here's the one that could be a problem. Okay, Jonathan Kuminga. Where is he? Future. He's a restricted free agent. This is
the coach,
Steve Kerr.
I've been asked to win. And right now, he's not a guy who I can say I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit. And with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that, you know, that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy, whether it's the fans or the players or, you know, management, whatever. It's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Well, that wild risotto on. I'm not mad at Coach Donnie. I guess I could say I disagree. Like, man, just make them fit. But so that sounded right there. Like Steve Kerr said, I'm here to try to win a chip. And, you know, there's no bibs. Everybody's, you know, not going to be happy, and we'll see. But when I saw, again, taking it here last Friday, shout out to the Valkyries for getting their first win last night over the Mystics. But Friday's Valkyrie game, when Jonathan Kuminga was with his boss, the owner of the Warriors, I thought then there's nothing to see here. He's coming back. But hearing that.
Well, he might come back, but he's not going to play.
So why would he want to come back? I mean, if
he may have to. Mm. He has no leverage here. The Warriors have him in total control. This is the part I want to read to you, because this, I think, is interesting, and it's even more specific about Kuminga. This is Steve Kerr. I've always felt like the type of player JK needs to be is, I've mentioned this in the past, Sean Marion is a guy who jumps out. Matrix. With his athleticism, running the floor, putting pressure on the rim, offensive rebounds, getting into the dunker spot, going up and dunking, guarding everybody at the other end. To me, that's what he's really built for, and we've really pushed him in that direction. Let me continue. All right. And I think sometimes with young players, there's a process. Aaron Gordon is a good example.
I love that.
He spent years in Orlando where he really wanted to be the scorer and lead guy, and he had some success like JK has. And maybe didn't really find his role and find himself till later when he arrived in Denver. I think right now, this is Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
I think right now he is a ball dominant player, 92nd percentile in usage rate this year in the NBA. That's really high. On a team with Steph and Jimmy, I mean, honestly, Steph's going to have the ball, Jimmy's going to have the ball. And so the fit is tricky, there's no question.
Yeah, especially when you got Steph Curry and a guy like Jimmy Butler, Stani. If you're ball dominant, you're not going to supersede those two dudes being ball dominant. But I'm looking at Sean Marion, Stani, the Matrix, 15-8-1 in his career. He was a bad dude. But I think Kuminga, and I'm not saying Kerr said that's his ceiling, but I think Kuminga in the right situation, as far as numbers, could blow past that.
Wow. Well,
I'm now again.
Numbers, perhaps, right. But I think Sean Marion was a hell of a player. I think Aaron Gordon is a really good player.
Good God.
And I don't know that JK can reach.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The level of those two players.
And I mean, Gordon went and changed his body. He used to look like Kuminga. He went at it. I mean, you look at him now, Stoney, my goodness, he's added the 3-point shot. But let's just put it right on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control early this Thursday before Payday Friday. If you're Kuminga or Kuminga's agent, how do you process that sound or those answers? Or do you already know that that's how that's?
Of course. We all know it, right? I mean, it's no longer a secret. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. He doesn't think Kuminga does enough outside of scoring on his own to help the Warriors. I mean, like, he...
But are you good enough
to saying allow... it.
Yeah, but are you good enough? And we kind of saw it in Minnesota series. Is this team deep enough to omit him or not try to find a way to do something different to incorporate him? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, it's a fair question, and I'll ask you how. Like, if Steph Curry's healthy.
I mean, that was the one thing that, you know, the Minnesota series was about. Hey, I got a question for you. I asked Monte yesterday. I talked to him. Do you think if Curry wouldn't have got hurt, would we have seen Kuminga?
No.
Wow. That is heavy.
I don't.
So you would have left that explosiveness and what we saw Kuminga do, you know, for a few games just on the bench. Like, I just don't think the Warriors are a deep enough team to have that at your luxury. Like, there's got to be a way you got to use that utensil, which is Kuminga. It don't sound like Kerr's going to try to change it any either.
The only person who could change it is Kuminga. He's got to broaden his game, is what Steve Kerr's saying.
We're 4 years in, though, man.
Yeah. 510, now you all understand the frustration with a coach like that. still trying to hang on, and with the same offense with a 39-year-old player. Mm. Hey, I got news for you. That mandate is coming from Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy to stay built around Steph Curry.
Oh, I get that.
That's what Kerr said. He's like, I'm paid to win now.
He did say.
And essentially, I don't think Jonathan helps us win now as much as some other players. But
why wouldn't you just, and I'm being positive here. It's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's how your coach feels, and why not just wash your hands and help him get somewhere so he can start the next chapter of his career.
He's still an asset.
Yeah.
So
okay, I got you. But I'm it's like Steiny, if that's what it is, this is just it's not a fit for you.
Well, I got news for you. They're not going to want to lose him for nothing.
No doubt about it.
And you
shouldn't.
And so if somebody offers him a deal and they don't like the sign and trade possibility, you know what they're going to do? They're going to match it.
All right.
And then we're going to talk about when are they trading Jonathan Kuminga, because apparently he doesn't fit here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. And what a game last night at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, these type of games remind me of, like, for example, when J.R. Smith dribbled out the clock.
We were there doing pre-post.
That series was over.
I believe you. You know what? I'm with you. We saw it, but this was different than that.
It was worse.
That was a guy going bonehead rogue. This was just we were just kicking their tail. It was a party.
Yeah, I don't know that you can recover from that.
Yeah. Well, you got an opportunity tomorrow, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr with two very provocative quotes about Butler and Kuminga. And I got to agree, after there's so much that he said about Kuminga that I think we got to get into it. But it didn't sound great from Kerr. There was no ringing endorsement.
Nah.
888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.